We learned recently that the curator of one of Colorado's most unusual museums died last month. Grandpa Jerry ran the Clown Museum in Araba, a small town on the plains east of Lyman. Gerald Eder died from complications from heart surgery. He was 66. Let's listen back to our conversation from August of last year when we paid him a visit.
Welcome to Grandpa Jerry's Clown Museum, Araba, Colorado.
How many clowns you got?
Well, there's at least 4,000 in here, from baby rattles to Picassos, which I do have a Picasso, but it's a print.
And mostly happy clowns or sad clowns?
We try to keep mostly happy ones here. I had a huge collection of Emmett Kelly's, but the children didn't like coming in here because Emmett Kelly had a sad face. So now we've tried to go to mostly smiles. We have a number. There's 150 of these in here that play music.
Play one for us.
All right, here you go.
A banjo playing clown.
Yes.
Where do you get these clowns? Do people wind up bringing you clowns now?
Oh, yes, they do.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's been a number of people here that have seen them, and when they come back, they want to bring a clown. We just got two from Havasu, Arizona. This clown and his bride, and she said it's been in their home for 26 years, but she thought that we needed them, so she brought them.
You know, I feel like people have such strong feelings about clowns. People love clowns or they hate them. They think they're creepy. They think even the happy ones are creepy.
Right.
Do you find that?
Oh, yes. Specifically, one lady came to the front door, and that's as far as she'd go. She would not come in here.
Are you going to run out of room? The shelves are packed. You have?
We have. But
are you turning clowns away?
No. Oh, no, no. The foundation's already poured. We're going to add on to this between now and next year.
I want to point out there are clowns on the ceiling.
Yes.
When you run out of room on the shelves, you put them on the ceiling.
Yes.
We got clown mugs. I think that's a clown painting on velvet.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's Emmett Kelly.
Even the light fixture, a clown light fixture.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I got some that are kind of special to me. For instance, he's not all that colorful, but I had a friend in Sterling, Colorado that worked in a beef plant where they slaughtered cattle. And you know, cattle lick themselves and they build a hairball in their stomach. And he saved them. And he said, I need to start making something with these hairballs. And that clown is painted on a hairball and then mounted.
The face of the clown is a cattle hairball?
Yes. It's out of the stomach of a cow.
Well, I'm just going to call him out as I see him here. I see a clown thimble?
Yes.
Thimble collection?
Yep, that's all thimbles.
Clown buttons? A clown keychain? Well, there's Ronald McDonald. I suppose that may be one of the better-known clowns these days.
Yeah. Yeah, there's several Ronald McDonalds in there. But that painting came out of an actual store in Denver that burnt down. It was on Washington.
Is there something you're looking to add to the collection you don't have?
Let me tell you, I got to find what I'm looking. Oh, right here. We looked for one of these forever, a top.
You've been looking for one of these?
Yep, I come from right near Kansas City, Kansas, the town of Olathe. Got a whole collection of little noisemakers. They're clowns.
Do some people think you're weird?
Oh, I think so, but not because I collect clowns. It's like I'm a goofball. Here, I got one other one that I like to show off. Liquor containers, which is another thing that's hard to find with clowns. Wine bottles, decanters for serving.
Now, Grandpa Jerry, I can't help but point out, when you're on I-70, there's no sign that says the Clown Museum is here. When you get to town, it's even hard to see.
I understand that, but you also got to know the state of Colorado. You just can't put a sign wherever you want to. The one we have permission from the fellow across the street. And then the rest are on my property.
Furthest away visitor?
Oh, we've had them here from China. I mean, actually, Chinese, speak no English.
How many visitors do you get a year?
Well, last year, a couple hundred. So far, probably this year, only about 40 so far. It'll get better. It'll get better. And we'll get better known in time.
Well, Grandpa Jerry, thank you so much for the tour.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Tell your friends.
Gerald Eder, otherwise known as Grandpa Jerry, died September 22nd. He was 66 years old. His wife, Dale Ann, says she's keeping the Clown Museum in Araba open in honor of her late husband.
Do you know why you don't eat clowns?
Why?
They taste funny.
You're listening to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.